views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Arati Moss, and you're listening to Coming Clean Radio, The Art of Transparency, here on Transformation Talk Radio. So this show is for all the women who are ready and willing to step out and start living the life that they really want. Sometimes it really feels impossible. It's easy to feel stuck, like no matter how hard you try, nothing seems to have any lasting effect. I have felt like this, and you know what? I am still feeling like it. I'm going through it right now, to be honest. On my journey of recovery, there have been very many peaks and valleys. So right now, I feel like I'm kind of a valley. Maybe some people can relate to how I'm feeling. Just the other day, actually, I was talking with a friend on the phone, and she asked me how I was doing, and I was automatically just said, oh, I'm fine, even though I wasn't really feeling fine, and I caught myself that I'm not feeling okay, but I say that I'm okay. It's very bizarre. So recovery, as you know, isn't always, you know, rainbows and unicorns, and it will never be that way. It would be a bit strange if it was. But for me, like, it's been totally worth it. My life is a zillion times better than it ever was before. So sometimes we just got to be okay with, you know, not being okay. You know, it's a part of the process, and it's a part of life, really. So that's the promise that I made to myself at the beginning of my sober journey that I'm still on today. I no longer wanted to hide or pretend I was something that I wasn't. So each week on Coming Clean, I invite a guest on the show to share their unique truth and their authentic message in coming clean and living on purpose, whatever that means to them. So if you like the show, if you've listened before, if you like it, please like the Coming Clean Radio Facebook page and sign up for my newsletter where I update you on upcoming guests. And I only send one email per month, so I'm not going to fill up your inbox with junk. So, and my website again is withintheflow.com. So today's topic is change. A big one. Some people say it's hard, and some people even think it's not possible at all. And some say if you want to change things in your life, you have to be really willing to be uncomfortable. When we make profound shifts in our life, like getting sober or perhaps leaving a relationship or leaving a job or just getting rid of anything that's not serving us, there is always the potential to change a whole lot more than what we really think. And I believe it's a journey. You know, we take it day by day. And in that way, it can be kind of easy. Right, Rebecca?
Yeah. Some days, like you said, we have our peaks and our valleys. So it's not always easy, but I would argue it's often easier than people think.
So to introduce you, my guest today is Rebecca Watson, and we're talking about demystifying the process of change. So after years in journalism, Rebecca began writing personal development essays in 2010, and you can read her thoughts on everything from developing intuition to overcoming addiction on sites like Think Simple Now, Tiny Buddha, and her own blog, sunnysanguinity.com. And she lives in Germany with her husband and their adorable pup. I love that. I love the name of your website. I always loved it. Where did you get where did you kind of get the inspiration for Sunny Sanguinity?
Well, I've always called myself an optimist. And so, and my nickname going through college was Sunshine, because sometimes I am a ray of sunshine. So there's where the sunny came from. And I wanted something that started with an S. And so I was just sort of looking through the thesaurus for synonyms that started with S for optimism. And sanguinity was in there. And I'd never heard that word before. And so I looked it up. And it meant, well, obviously optimism. But it also meant like a life force. And that spoke to me because I really do have a lust for life, a passion for life, and all things sort of visceral and of this world. So I chose sunny sanguinity.
It's great. It really, yeah, it has a nice ring to it.
Thank you.
So I really wanted to get into this conversation on change. So there are a lot of people out there who, I mean, I feel like there's like two different ways of going about it, really. There are people who are like cold turkey, make that change, like cold turkeying it. Mm-hmm. You don't even know that's a word.
Nice.
And there are other people, it is now, right? And there are other people who prefer the small steps of change. And you know a ton about change. You've made a tons of change in your life in the past 8 years, incrementally. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into it, like from flossing to quitting drinking, and we'll talk about that. But can you tell me, what do you believe in this, in making changes?
So kind of on that scale of the incremental versus the cold turkey, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I'm sort of, I don't want to commit to one because I am in recovery and because I am a recovering alcoholic, I have this extreme nature. So I do like that idea of going cold turkey and doing these huge changes. And that's the only thing that worked for me as far as quitting drinking went, or managing my relationship with alcohol, I guess I should say. But on the other hand, I really think that these small changes make it easier to make those crazy, if you will, those giant changes. So like flossing, for instance, that's not really a huge change. That's a small thing you can do. And I think that's an easier way. So I guess I'm in the middle.
Okay. Because you do believe it's a process, right? It's not something that you can do overnight.
No, I don't think you can do it overnight. I mean, life is a process, right? Like you said, it's just, I don't think if you try and do something, especially something big overnight, it probably won't stick. And even the little stuff like flossing, I mean, I'll forget to floss one day. I'm not gonna, you know, the world's not gonna fall down if I forget one day. And so I think it's a process. You just have to accept that you're not gonna be perfect.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that so many people, when they think of making change or doing, or, you know, making changes in their life, why do you think that people are like, oh, it's so hard? Or I mean, why do you think that we have that feeling?
Well, I think the status quo is comfortable, even when it's not. Change requires a bit of momentum. And when you're feeling stuck, it can be hard to push to get that momentum. And so I think a lot of people feel like, number one, they're comfortable even when they're not comfortable, even when the status quo isn't comfortable. And I think the other reason people think change is difficult is because new things appear to be kind of scary, even little things, even things that, you know, are quote unquote good for you, you know, can be intimidating. So it can be just something, you know, they don't want to fail. So they'd rather not try and not fail, you know?
Yeah. So like staying in that little safe zone of your whole life. Right.
Mm.
And that's, right. I mean, I totally know how that feels because for a long time, you know, I wasn't failing, but I wasn't really succeeding either. So you're never going to, nothing like if it's not going to be scary or uncomfortable, then it's probably not worth it.
Well, I was in that same place too, where I wasn't necessarily failing, but like you said, you know, I wasn't thriving and I just felt I just felt sad and I couldn't figure out what that was. And so getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and making those small changes helped a lot. Mm-hmm. And being okay with failing. But I mean, that again is a process.
Oh, I love that. I like getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. So, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about demystifying change with Rebecca Watson. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back on Coming Clean Radio. My guest today is Rebecca Watson, author, blogger, who is talking with us about her experience on demystifying change. And also, we're going to be discussing her book, Change is Easy and Other Novel Concepts. You can also visit her website at sunnysanguinity.com. Before we continue the conversation, I wanted to talk about the giveaway that Rebecca is offering a listener. So, Rebecca, are you offering one lucky listener?
One lucky listener. Oh, a free copy of my ebook, or well, it's actually a book, but I'm going to do an electronic version.
Okay.
And whoever I don't know exactly if you're running that or I am. Sorry, I'm not completely organized.
Yeah. So it's the book is, like I said, Change is Easy and Other Novel Concepts in the Kindle edition, right? Or iTunes?
Right.
You said?
iTunes as well. Yep, iBook.
Okay, yep. Great. And so if you follow or send her, I'm not on Twitter. I'm sound like a someone who doesn't know what's going on. If you send a Twitter, do you send a tweet? Is that what you do?
You can send a tweet. Send me a tweet at Rebecca A. Watt.
Yeah. So send Rebecca a tweet that you would like to take advantage. You would like the book. And if you're the first person to tweet Rebecca, then you win the book. And you can find Rebecca on Twitter at Rebecca Ann Watson. And there's an E at the end of Ann. So make sure that you spell it correctly. That's Rebecca Ann Watson.
Well, I think my Twitter is different than what you have, actually, now that I'm looking at that.
That's what you gave me.
I'm sorry. I think it's Rebecca. Hold on. It's Rebecca A. Watson.
Okay. That's easier. Rebecca A. Watson.
Yeah.
So then there'd be two A's in between.
Just two A's. Exactly. Rebecca A. Watson. Sorry. Okay. I gave you the wrong tweet.
No problem. That's easier for the people listening.
Yep.
Okay, great. I really wanted to get into, because I talk a lot about addiction and I talk a lot about sobriety. I would love to hear about your journey with alcohol, because you also have a very interesting story. We talked about, alcoholism is a progressive disease, and in your own words, you kind of went backwards, right?
Right. Right, definitely.
Yeah. So just share us your story of where you started and the journey that you went to sobriety.
Sure. So when I was younger, I always knew, I would say by the time I was 16 or 17, that I had, we'll call it, a special relationship with alcohol. I loved it. It was fantastic. It made me happy and outgoing. And I'm sure I am not the only one with that story. But the problem I had was I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop when I was younger. Let's put it that way. And then I worked in a brewery, which was a lot of fun, but also not great for a person with an alcohol problem. So through most of my 20s, I was a waitress in a brewery, and I partied a lot and blacked out a lot and really struggled with depression. And then as I got a little older, my friends started to drink less, as they want to do once they get out of college. It became less socially acceptable for me to get wasted and to black out. And I thought, well, for my health, maybe I'll try some moderation. So I would say maybe from the age of 27 to about 33. So what's that? 6 years, I tried to moderate my drinking. And on many occasions, I was successful. I could have one glass of wine and I could stop. But I hated it. I hated to stop. I hated sitting there, without another glass of wine. And it was really miserable for me. And I also really still struggled with, depression through this entire time. And what I came to realize was that moderation, while it worked a lot of times, I still once in a while would go crazy and binge drink because I deserved it. And those times would get worse and worse. Maybe it would only happen like two times a year, but it was bad. I'd wake up with a black eye. I'd wake up not knowing where I was, how I got there. I have some pretty bad stories. But for the most part, you know, I was managing and I was moderating. And so nobody thought I had a problem. This was the real issue. And so, because of my depression, my therapist suggested, that I try some medication. And for me, I just don't like to take medication. I know it works really well for a lot of people, but for me, it doesn't. I tried it in the past. So I just kind of spilled out, oh, well, I'll try quitting drinking instead. And I don't even know where that came from. Deep inside my soul, probably speaking my truth. So I decided to quit drinking, and it was absolutely freeing experience. And it was way easier than moderating for me. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm depression free, but my depression is a lot easier to manage. So it was sort of a backwards journey. I definitely didn't end up, you know, a rock bottom situation that made me quit. It was more an emotional rock bottom, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I love what you say about being free, because that's exactly what it is. Like, I was asked just recently, you know, what's the best thing about being so sober? And you feel free. Like, you really feel like completely, you have freedom in your life. You don't feel like you have something that's like, you know, you don't feel like imprisoned by, you know, these tendencies or your emotions. You know, you really are totally free. And I also, like you, I used to smoke, and like you, and I did it like cold turkey. Like, all of a sudden I just was like smoking a ton. And then I, like, you know, I cut back and I went a little bit backwards like you did. So where in the book, in your book, you do talk about this journey of quitting drinking, but you do start with flossing, which is so great, you know, because people think that when they have to make big changes in their lives, they think they have to start with something totally monumental. And you started with something so small, and then you were so successful at doing so many other like life-changing things. So where did the drinking start? Like, when did you start to look at that? Like, in the grand scheme of things, have you already, you know what I mean? Had you already started?
So when I started flossing, that was after several years actually of trying to quit smoking. And, so the flossing thing just came out of nowhere, and I thought, well, whatever, I could probably handle doing this. I'm so sick of failing every year at my New Year's resolution. I would say within maybe like 6 months after I started flossing that I looked at my drinking and I evaluated it, but that was more because a doctor told me that I should maybe look at my drinking. So I wouldn't say that that was something that was self-imposed. That didn't come until, maybe 2 years later, 2 years after I started flossing.
So making that change then led you to like kind of explore other areas. Then you quit drinking, and then you also made all these other changes, right? Like diet. You talk about money in your book, right? You talk a lot about, like, you know, several like different, topics and things that in people's lives that, you know, if, you know, you can make those small changes to create monumental change.
Right.
That's what I loved about the book.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, well, it takes a degree of confidence, right, in yourself to make bigger changes, a degree of trust in yourself. And so I feel like flossing helped me believe in myself to follow through. I know that sounds maybe not silly. It's a strange thing to say. Let's just say that it definitely gave me the confidence I needed to, consider going to the gym occasionally. I mean, all of the things that I talk about in my book are, you know, at one point, I think in the top 10 resolutions of Americans, you know, not all of them, but, you know, definitely, you know, getting outside, exercising more, eating more vegetables, but like taking vacations, learning how to budget, all of that stuff I never would have considered had I not probably believed in myself enough that I could follow through with a change as simple as what started as flossing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super powerful. Yeah. So we're going to take another break. now, you're listening to Coming Clean Radio, The Art of Transparency. So when we come back, we're going to further speak on how to manifest real change in our lives. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine Aratimas. I have Rebecca Watson here talking about demystifying change and what is the secret to making lasting change. So before we were talking about your journey with drinking and your how you went about it, I want to ask you what has been the most difficult thing for you since getting sober?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's sort of changed. Because there are days, even now, I just celebrated 3 years. It's not like I'm going on 40 years or something.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. But when I first got sober, a thing that was really difficult that I was not prepared for was cooking dinner, because I love to cook. And wine was a big part of my cooking dinner. I open a bottle of wine. Yeah. You pour yourself a nice giant glass and you start making dinner. Oh, I'm going to cook with this wine, but more, you're going to just drink it, right? And so what I ended up doing, I have a slow cooker. You know what those are, like a crock pot. I would make dinner in the slow cooker in the morning so that when I hit like the witching hour, that 5 o'clock time when all I wanted was a drink, I wouldn't cook because my dinner would already be ready. So I sort of removed that trigger. But that was really tough for me when I first started. But I will tell you now, I just started a job about 4 months ago, and I've been a freelancer for years, the whole time I've been sober. And so navigating business trips and being around people who drink, not, you know, just socially, not by any means do they have alcohol problems, but they just, they telling them, you know, I'm sorry, I don't drink. Sorry, I don't drink. Sorry. That's been kind of tough. Mm-hmm. No, I think it changes.
And that's really interesting that you, I mean, the tip that you gave about avoiding that witching hour of, it's like 4 to 5, around 5 p.m. I think it's a really hard time for a lot of people. And you have to change those behaviors, right? And that's something that you talk about in your book, like just things like that, that you, you know, right. Like instead of, you know, doing that old behavior of cooking, like you said, you put your crock pot on and then you don't even have to be in that situation.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. And it works. I mean, it definitely isn't going to work for every situation, right? But if you can navigate your triggers and understand which ones work for you, and then maybe just plan around them, you don't necessarily have to, but just have the option. That has been a huge thing with a lot of stuff, not just quitting drinking, but for instance, like with my budget, I am an impulse shopper. I have impulse control issues. Who would have thought? And so I know now when I go to the checkout line and I'm pulled away by all the shiny things right there, which are designed for us impulse shoppers to buy. I know, okay, I'm done shopping, you know. Even though that trigger is going to be there, I have to just tell myself, you're done shopping now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have so many great, because I have a lot of, you know, a lot of issues with money. And I think that maybe that's a lot of people in recovery. Money is a sensitive topic, and you give a lot of really wonderful advice on just how to build a new relationship when it comes to your finances. I really love that chapter.
Thank you. And you know, I'm still working on that too. That's definitely, I think money is such a huge thing, more than we talk, not because, you know, we all want so much money, not for that reason, but because it's about more than just money, that relationship, I think.
So. Yeah. It's more, it's like how you feel about yourself, or, you know, isn't it about self-worth as well?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And getting back to that, how have the changes that you've made across the board, but alcohol in specific, how have they affected, you know, you feeling about yourself and also the relationships that you've had with other people? How was that affected?
I would say with myself quitting drinking, and I actually wrote about this, I think the biggest gift this year that I've realized about quitting drinking, with my relationship with myself, is I am so much more confident. I had no idea I had so many self-doubts. But now that they've sort of mellowed out a little bit and I believe in myself, I trust myself. I can't believe how much easier life is just because I'm not questioning myself every hour of the day. And that is huge. That has been a huge gift in my relationship with myself. As far as with other people, I definitely have an easier time with the people I care about when it comes to conflict, because I had a hard time with conflict. I still do, but I'm able to deal with it a lot better now instead of just running away from it. But there are some people in my life that had a really hard time with me stopping drinking and making these changes. You know, not everybody wants to see you get healthy. And I don't mean that they actively want you to fail and actively want you to be in a toxic place, but they're also struggling and it was hard. I lost some friends and definitely struggled with a few close relationships when I made these changes.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's also an issue that a lot of women face in becoming, you know, going into recovery or deciding to get sober. I mean, it's a, you know, their partners come into play. You know, how is this going to be like taken on like my family, you know, if they have like, you know, a partner or kids or, you know, all these other factors come in, and how other people are going to respond to like, you know, what they feel like they need to do. And I've always been like in the mindset of when people have another problem, it's because, you know, they have a problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I definitely try not to go around diagnosing people with alcohol problems because I know that I am probably a bit biased. So I try and stay away from that, but I do know that the people, or at least in my own experience, the people that have the hardest time with me not drinking are those people who struggle with alcohol themselves.
Mm-hmm. And the people that you say have did also not want you to get better. That's probably not something that, you know, it's not like someone like didn't want you to be better or to, you know, to get well. They just, you know, it's maybe it's uncomfortable, right? It's change. It's new. It's scary. And they don't, you know, I guess maybe
wonder where they're going to fit in.
Exactly.
into your new place, and you know, change, like we talked about at the beginning, change is very intimidating for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want anything to change, and that includes the people around them.
Mm-hmm. How would you give any advice maybe for people who are newly sober, if they're, you know, if when you first start, you know, like you're unsure about, do I really have a problem, and then navigating, the opinions of people around you. Do you have any advice for anyone going through that?
I guess the biggest piece of advice, if you're questioning whether or not you should quit drinking, I think you should try. And I think you should try for at least 3 months just to quit. Because it's a gift to give yourself. Even if you decide at the end of the 3 months that you don't want to be a sober person, you will definitely, that's enough time, I think, to at least get a glimpse of the awesomeness of sober life. And in terms of other people, you know, when you're newly sober, you can be a hermit. You're allowed to be a hermit. And so if you do not have to deal with some people, then don't. Stay home, take lots of baths, read books, you know, just order takeout, do whatever you need to do to take care of yourself. But if it's a partner, you know, or somebody you're living with, like roommates, that sort of stuff that can be a little bit more difficult. Just focus on yourself when you talk about why you're quitting drinking, not so much, well, alcohol is bad. Alcohol, you know, can really hurt a person. Try and focus on, I like to say, I have a hard time handling alcohol. I don't process alcohol well. Make it about your relationship with alcohol, not anybody else's, not the general alcohol. I guess that's my biggest advice.
I think that's really great, because then people aren't becoming, you know, defensive. You know, they're not feeling that you're attacking them. You're just explaining that what you plan to do, because you feel, oh no, that you would benefit from that. I think that's a great way to go about it.
Right. And then they don't feel attacked. But then they can't really say, well, no, you don't, because you're talking from your own strength, you know, your own person. They aren't you.
That can be so disempowering when you have come to this realization that, you know, I do have a problem. And then, you know, a friend, you know, like a partner or a family member tells you that actually you don't, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. That's really
frustrating.
Really disempowering. So
I agree.
Going in a way that you can, you know, position it that, you know, this is what I'm doing. Not about you. It's just about me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great. So we're going to take another break. This is Coming Clean Radio. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on manifesting real change in our lives, demystifying change. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
And we're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine R.T. Moss. I have Rebecca Watson here talking about demystifying the process of change. What is the secret to change? So before we dive back in, be the first to send Rebecca a tweet at Rebecca A. Watson. That's two ways in the middle. To receive a free copy of... So it's a digital copy of her book, Change is Easy, as well. And you are also giving away a 5-minute gratitude meditation. So
I am.
Be the first to send Rebecca a tweet and let her know that you would like to take advantage of this offer. It's only good for one person. So be the first.
The meditation can be for anybody. So.
Oh, okay. Well then, you know, yeah. Take your time.
But the book is for the first one only.
Okay, great. So yeah, getting back to what we were talking about, I wanted to talk a little bit about the illusion of control that I think a lot of people that come out of addiction really need to work with. How was that with you? What was your experience of kind of releasing the grip?
Wow. I think I'm still releasing the grip. it's funny because I saw this, I don't even remember where I saw it, but it was like a t-shirt or something. And it said, relax, nothing is under control. And I thought, well, that is so brilliant because it's true. I mean, I think everyone operates to a certain extent with this idea that they're in control because it just makes your day-to-day life feel more or less, you know, less random. But really, you know, we don't have any control. And I think what's harder for people coming out of recovery than maybe a lot of other people is that we're sort of spiritually bankrupt. Not to make a huge generalization there, but a lot of people that come out of alcoholism or other addictions struggle, you know, with that spiritual bankruptcy and that inability to kind of let a higher power or let whomever kind of have our trust, you know, for whatever reason. And so, yeah, I'm working a lot on trust this year. That's sort of that's my word of the year of 2016. And so, yeah, I don't know if there's any real, I talk about this in the book. There are certain things that don't have any real steps to them that you can't break down and make easy and, you know, check off on a to-do list. And this is one of them. it's just a process. Like you said, life is a process. So
yeah, it's ongoing.
Right? Absolutely.
Oh, that's a really, really, I think like a deeply embedded, you know, this feeling like just always want to control. And mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like it can also be, something that we take cues from the body, you know, that are we like really tense, you know, where are we feeling that tension? Okay. Let's just relax for a bit, you know, because right. We're not in control. No one is.
No, it's true.
And so with the process of change and, you know, the whole journey of self-improvement, you always, in your book, you also make a really, really good point of being compassionate and being nice to ourselves and not trying to do everything right now, right?
Right. So definitely. I think a lot of people, and this, you know, goes for more than just people struggling with addiction issues or that sort of thing. A lot of people are really tough on themselves, particularly in the Western world. There are these, you know, we're just sort of trained to perform, to do well. And I kind of joke that in the book even about how a lot of us view self-improvement as the way we view our products, like, oh, I'm going to be Rebecca 2.0, you know, and we don't work like that. Humans don't work like that. And we work better with compassion and understanding and love. And as hard as that may be, that is, I think, one of the biggest keys to change is being kind to yourself and being compassionate and giving yourself a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And kind of just being okay with not being okay. Like I was talking about before, like right. When I was talking to my friend, I'm like, oh, I'm fine. And then I was like, oh, actually, can I change that? And I literally was like, I'm not okay. And she was like, oh, but she was a very understanding friend. And I think a lot of people might be like, well, what's wrong with you? Why are you not okay? I'm like, you know what? I'm not okay. And you know, I'm fine with that. I'm okay with not being okay. Happens.
Right. Absolutely. And I think my husband taught me this, the problem isn't that something's wrong. Like the problem isn't that you're depressed. The problem comes from getting depressed that you're depressed or getting upset that you're not okay, because that then turns it into a spiral. If you can take that step back and accept, like you said, I'm okay with not being okay, mm-hmm. then I think you can live a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's super insightful as well, because you're noticing, it's like, I guess that ties into mindfulness, that you're noticing, you're like, oh, I'm feeling this way, and being okay. Because you know what? I know, like I was talking about at the beginning, I feel like I'm in a valley, but I know I'm not going to be here forever. You know, it's going to pass. So
absolutely. You know. And just like that's funny, because I was just thinking yesterday how happy I was, and I was just, I'm in a really good spot right now. And I had this feeling. It wasn't like a bad feeling. It wasn't doomsday is approaching. But I thought to myself, well, now that I'm noticing this happiness, you know, I need to embrace it and be okay. I won't be here forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So
just accepting those peaks and those valleys, knowing that they get less extreme the longer, well, at least for me anyway, the longer you don't drink.
Yeah, it's not so the ups and downs, but you're more kind of a calm,
rolling,
even-minded. Yes. Yeah. Well, right. Rebecca, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Catherine. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and thanks for being you.
Happy to be.
So, once again, you can visit Rebecca's site at sunnysanguinity.com. Please be the first one to send a tweet to Rebecca A. Watson and send her a message saying that you'd like to take advantage of the Kindle or the iTunes book. I can't say that. And the 5-minute gratitude meditation, her free gift to you. So, and also if you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website withintheflow.com and all of my information is on the contact page. And thanks for tuning in. You can join us every Tuesday at 12 o'clock Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific time. So that's all. Rebecca, have a great evening.
You too. Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you back next time.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss. Join Catherine and countless other women in recovery stepping into their truth and supporting one another, living life on purpose. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com or visit the archives at withintheflow.com.